This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won this week's election as the ruling party maintains control of the government in the first vote after the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reporting from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has narrowly won Zimbabwe's presidential election, getting just 50.8% of the vote, officials said Friday. After a historic poll, the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. The announcement came after four tense days that saw violent opposition protests in the capital that left six people dead. Both of the main presidential rivals claimed victory shortly after Monday's vote, and defeated opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa says he will challenge the result, which his party says is fake. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
United States closely watching Iran's naval exercises in the Persian Gulf and will maintain freedom of navigation through a strategic waterway that Iran has threatened to block. U.S. Navy defends sea traffic norms, which allow passage through the narrow strait. Located at the eastern edge of the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most important export routes. Ankara is vowing to hit back against Washington, sanctions on Turkish justice and interior ministers in connection with the detention of American Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. The American pastor is on trial on terrorism and espionage charges for links to followers of U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was blamed by Ankara for the 2016 failed coup and whom Turkey is seeking to extradite. News of U.S. sanctions saw Turkish financial markets failing and falling, with the lira hitting record lows and fears Washington could target Turkey's fragile economy. This is VOA News. United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen is planning to invite the warring parties to Geneva next month to discuss a framework for peace talks. Martin Griffiths told the Security Council a political solution to end the war in Yemen is available and urged world powers to support the new push for peace negotiations.
These consultations will provide the opportunity for the parties, among other things, to discuss the framework for negotiations, to agree on relevant confidence-building measures, and specific plans for moving the process forward.
Last attempt at peace talks for Yemen broke down in 2016. Top U.S. national security leaders made a rare joint appearance in the White House briefing room to express concern about efforts by Russia and potentially others to meddle in upcoming U.S. elections and to reassure the public strong countermeasures are being taken. A story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
Amid complaints the White House has gone easy on Russian efforts to disrupt American elections, a platoon of security and intelligence officials told reporters, "We're aware of the threat and we're pushing back."
"We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States."
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says the effort isn't as robust as it was 2 years ago, but cautioned it's just a click away from becoming so. National Security Advisor John Bolton claimed Trump warned Vladimir Putin about interference at their meeting in Helsinki, the one in which Trump appeared to accept Putin's denials. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Malaysia, first stop of an Asia tour, expected to focus on promoting free trade and pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. During the visit, Pompeo will press countries to keep up pressure on North Korea via sanctions. Since President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in June, U.S. officials have been optimistic that Pyongyang would give up its nuclear weapons. World Health Organization saying experts, staff, and equipment have been sent to northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo to quick-start the process of combating a new outbreak of Ebola. The WHO spokesman says having people and material in the country from the outbreak is very helpful in tackling the outbreak.
"So we really need to get into the area to do epidemiological investigation, try to find cases, try to work with health workers to strengthen infection prevention and control measures, and also to start with the contact tracing."
Ebola virus was discovered in a village near the city of Beni in northern Kivu, which hosts more than 1 million displaced people. The province shares borders with Rwanda and Uganda, with lots of cross-border movement due to brisk trade. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.